Go ahead, Thrace. I'm gonna let you do all the intros.
Oh, great. You want to do this intro?
Yeah, am I connected? Yeah. What's up? Welcome back to Shift of the Gears. I'm Kyoshin Sako, your host. We have Thrace.
Hey.
And a new person.
Hi, I'm Jackie.
Sorry, I'm watching the child. Play the small child. This is Blake.
He's dancing so funny. And for like, he's just eyeballing Nate.
Come here.
Come here. Rawr.
You want to come
sit? He's like, oh man.
He's like, nope, not when I got access, I don't want it no more.
So, Thrace, what is Jackie?
She's my wife, mother of my child.
Who deals with your bullshit.
Mother of Satan.
So, Jackie.
Yes.
We'll make it easy on you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I hate that question.
if you had to describe yourself to somebody, how would you, like, you're meeting for the first time, you have like a 30-second, hey, I'm so-and-so.
I'm mom. That's like my biggest thing,
yeah,
is being a mom. I'm currently in cosmetology school, so that's fun.
No, thank you.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
No, thank you.
I'm not good with that question. When people ask me that, I'm like, I don't even know.
I only wanted to ask because I got asked that the other day on the site. I was like, I fucking hate that question.
Yeah, it's not my favorite question.
How would you describe this? Would this be our new media person?
Yeah. She was interested in doing some type of media coverage for when we go trackside or literally anywhere. She's been curious about looking into cameras and just taking pictures. And stuff
I've always liked taking pictures, but just with my iPhone camera.
Okay.
So I would like to take better quality.
What made you... Go ahead. You're muted.
No, I was just agreeing, saying about... That's about me, with me. Filming with the iPhone and everything and making all my edits to the phone. What type of photography or videography do you like?
I mean, I just like taking pictures of everything. My main thing was like sunsets and like just like views and stuff. But I mean, I would take pictures of anything.
Yeah, that's about right. I do that too. I like taking pictures of nature. Nature fascinates me very much. Sunsets, sunrises, very, very gorgeous in my eyes. And that's what really put my foundation of this is what I like to do.
Yeah. I don't think I would make a career out of it, but it's definitely something I would like to do just in my free time.
Right. Just a hobby and a passion type deal.
Yeah, yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
So what got you into cars?
Well,
or like the automotive scene, call it. I wanted to say cars, but it could be cars, bikes.
That one.
Trucks.
Okay.
So before we started dating, I literally had never...
That one.
Literally him. I was never into cars. And I'm not, like, even really still... I wouldn't say I'm, like, huge into them. Like, I do like them, but it's not, like, my passion, personally.
You appreciate them.
Yeah, like, I do appreciate a good car. And I like supporting him and listening to car things sometimes.
Because
sometimes he just talks a lot, and I'm like, stop talking.
What do you think is a good car?
What do I think is a good car?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like
good?
Your favorite?
My favorite. Well, you already know that.
I know that.
Like,
but
I don't.
Know
they don't. Know
that.
He doesn't.
G35 probably.
Coupe or sedan?
Coupe.
Why?
Because
why?
It's better. I don't know. I like the way they look better.
To chime in here, she's already doing better than most women in the world. They wouldn't even know the difference between a coupe and a sedan. So kudos to you.
Honestly, that's.
So we'll get you into the G35 coupe.
You.
What about me?
So like when we first started dating. That was the car he currently had at that time. It was like the first car that really introduced me to car stuff. Drifting for my first time was in that, and like we would take it to GLD and just like rip on it like bad, and then go home,
man.
Drive 120 on the way home, and it was just a trooper.
In Mexico.
Hi.
In Mexico, because you know, police like to watch random shit and get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So allegedly, you guys did. I'm going to steal this one from another podcast. Allegedly, you guys did 120 on the highway.
We beat on it there.
Somewhere in Mexico.
Somewhere in the secluded area.
Mexico was where we
And what kind of... I always like to ask this one, but what kind of cars have you had? I remember one, and it was You hated that car so much.
My 2011 Hyundai Sulantra. Oh, Sulantra. Oh, yeah, no. Sonata. Sonata.
Fuck them Cilantros.
Yeah. Honestly. Sonata was my first car. And
damn,
then,
really?
Yeah. My Malibu that I have now is my
second. That was like seventh car.
Yeah, no.
And then now you have the Malibu.
Yeah, she's okay. She gets the job done.
Therese, how many cars have you had since you guys have dated?
Well, since we've dated?
Up to now?
Like four?
So there's the G. I had the Silverado, the OBS. I had... What Suburban. Else was there? The Suburban. The Super Duty, the 240, the Camaro, the Harley.
So a shit ton more than she's had. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We're forgetting, because I had... the 636 when we first met as well.
Yeah.
And then I had the R6.
Yeah.
So 10 vehicles.
This isn't like a 3-year fucking stint.
No, it was a Yamaha motorcycle.
Okay. Dang it. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a turd. I bought it as a project, a couple $100, put a couple $100 into it. We went to, what was it, Lean Back?
Yeah.
We went to Lean Back. Halfway there, she was already done with it.
It was fun, but my wrists were killing me.
Yep.
So I didn't want to, like, hold on to him like that.
Are you
doing I don't know. I didn't feel secure doing that.
We were
that.
Cooking on the way home. So my speedometer didn't work. My RPMs didn't work on the bike. It was literally a project. So I have no idea if we're doing the speed limit or not. We're under, over, at it. No idea. And there's this lifted truck that pulled up next to us on the highway and cracked the window. I'm like, all right, he wants to play a little bit. And then all of a sudden I see his phone slide up with the flashlight on. I'm like, oh, he wants to see it. Okay. So I cracked it and let off I didn't have a muffler on it. So it would shoot like 3-foot flames out the back of it.
Oh, nice.
And literally just for miles, we would get on it, let off and just shoot flames out the back. And then I was like, you know, we're done. So I tapped her leg real quick and we took off and left.
That's something I want to dip into a little bit, is some sports bikes. I've always liked them. I've seen my brother have a few and him stunt them.
I would like to have another one.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, apparently I don't.
Apparently I don't. But that's understandable. You're a father.
That's
unfortunate things happen.
I was a father with the last one, too.
Yeah, but now you're old, so you got to chill out a little bit.
Not that old. Fine, we'll turn the Harley into a stunt bike.
There's just a lot of stupid people on the roads now. It can't even be your fault. And
I'm not about. Events. I don't care about going fast on them, though. I literally want it to be a stunt bike. Wheelies, yeah, stoppies, rolling burnouts, all things that you could do under 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's cool, then. That's cool.
So, and in parking that.
Like my 636 that I had, it had a big sprocket on it. I could barely hit 90 miles an hour on that thing. Like, completely topped out, going downhill. It was built for parking lots.
What? Come on.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so we got your favorite car.
Yes. What got you into cosmetology?
Nothing really. I just was sick of, I don't know, dead-end jobs, and I was at the salon one day getting my hair done, and I was like, you know what? It's a really short time frame that you're in school. Like, I think by the time I'm supposed to graduate, it'll be like 11 months.
Yeah, my mom did cosmetology and everything.
So it was never really anything like I was super into, but I figured it would be quick schooling, and if I'm good at it, then I can make good money.
Yeah,
so,
life is all about learning what you love.
Yep.
Learning what you enjoy.
Yep.
Would you say so far it makes you appreciate your barbers and your stylists a little bit more? Because that you understand how it's a little bit more in-depth than just length and cut.
So when you're sitting in the chair and you're watching them do what they do, or you're just like, hey, I want my hair cut like this, and I want this in color or whatever, like, you don't really think it's anything, like, you think it's nothing, like, oh, they just throw it on and you're done. But, like, there's so much more that goes into it, like, especially with formulating the colors and stuff, like,
oh, yeah,
it's a lot of science. And but
I don't have a say when I go. I just sit down, and my brother just cuts it. I'm like, what do you want? Surprise
dyeing and stuff. Like, if you have super dark hair like me or Thrace, like, you're gonna have to tone it and lighten it a lot with bleach and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
kudos to any cosmetologist, because that's something I don't have the brains for.
It's a lot, especially going into it not knowing anything about the field. It's right. Like, I was super blindsided, but I like it, so I'm hoping that it works out.
Oh yeah, hell
it's
yeah.
A learning curve.
Yeah, it is. But
a lot of late study nights.
Yeah.
I tell her a lot that I'll help her, and then I usually
don't
fall asleep.
Help me.
I think it's good, though, because it also gives a choice where you guys can move anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can start your own. You can do it.
That's what I like about it, though, is it's flexible because, like, I can make my own hours. I can work from home if I want to. Like, if I can't afford to rent a chair for the beginning, like, I can literally work from home.
You're washing the shit right there.
Are you sharing?
You're so sweet.
Here you go. Do you want Daddy to have it?
I want one.
The look on his face of disappointment was like, you just gave Dad a cracker. I didn't.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think it's cool. It gives you a little bit of something to do, get you back out of the house and let you kind of get moving. And
for cosmetology, it dips into photography and photos. Like, you take pictures of them. And
You're working on a live campus. You'll be working on that. So, and getting it so if somebody says something, you have to be able to picture it and make it happen for them.
It's a lot of that.
Very creative.
Yeah. Which I've never really been, I don't want to say I haven't been creative, but I've never really done anything where I need to think in my creative mind. So that's been an adjustment as well, but I like it. It's challenging. It's fun.
Life is full of expansion and growth. So yeah, I can definitely see how that's awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's cool because it makes you you'll see it from a different perspective.
I definitely do.
Example, like you guys for media. You'll see somebody take a picture, and most people, oh, that's a cool shot. You're sitting there, you guys might think, no, that shot probably took 100 shots to get.
Right.
Yeah. And figuring out the right angle, where to sit on the track, where's the lighting going to get best.
With what I produced for the 240 already, I have so many videos where I've been like, man, I shook right here, and I didn't want that, or I moved the camera too fast, and now I don't like how it looks. And so it really boils down to that, and it's really...
It helps create a discipline. I'd say.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
So, like, I feel like, you know, cosmetology is going to help the discipline.
It will.
Of doing that.
It'll be a lot of self-marketing. Marketing herself out there, too.
Yeah, which I've already done. I do have my Instagram going for that.
What's it called?
And you have a free canvas right there.
Yes, it's
I'm excited for the haircuts.
Beauty by _ Jackie B. Yeah, I had to think about that for a second. But yeah, it's I don't know, a lot of standing in one spot, which is not my favorite, but I don't know, it's kind of rewarding though, when someone comes in and they ask for something, and if you can make that come to life for them.
Well, thank you.
Right, because a lot of people, women will come in because they want to change their appearance, because they want to feel better about themselves, and then when you get to see that smile of, wow, I love how I look now.
I'd say it's not just women, it's people in general.
Yeah, men, because I have long hair and
Women tend to play with it more.
Just to make myself feel better.
Well, when I learn men's cuts, you can come in and be a model. First time clients are free at the school.
Oh, awesome. I'll definitely do that. Yep. It's something I've been listening to doing.
We're going to have to pause.
Yeah.
Come in, bud.
Come here. Come here. Why are you hooting, huh? Why are you hooting? Cheese out of him. I heard that works.
I have cheese. We need something to entertain him with. Here, do you want this?
It's not entertaining enough. He wants one of these.
What about one of the...
I think you...
You have the back. Oh, I have it. That's all four, right?
Yeah, we're using all four.
You guys keep going. I'll be right back. I'm going to go find the spare one.
Yeah. Come on. What were you saying? Oh, God.
I don't know. Oh, I was telling Nate he can come get a haircut when I learned... Yeah, when I learned...
You're muted still.
Yeah.
So first-time clients are free.
First-time clients are free, yes.
Which is awesome. Not many schools, like, provide that.
And the prices are honestly really cheap. Like, so that's the thing is, like, when you graduate, you can take your clients with you that you get in school, but a lot of them stick with going there because, like, the prices are so cheap because we're students. We're learning.
Right.
So they just continue to go there. But, better? Yeah, it's not bad.
What are you looking forward to most out of the schooling? Like, what category of it?
I really like coloring. It's really, really hard. You have to like make it perfect. I don't know. Perfecting that I think would be a big thing for me because we did some coloring on our mannequins on I think Thursday and Friday, and it obviously was my first time, so it didn't turn out that great. So perfecting that and knowing when to do what with what, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Like with the chemicals and the coloring.
That and like basically. Okay. Yeah. So I think coloring will be a big achievement.
Yeah, because, like, from the little bit of knowledge I know, you can, like, fry someone's hair.
Oh, you can totally mess it up. You have to, like, when you're using bleach, you really, really have to, like, watch how that's lifting, because it can just destroy their hair. But, yeah, no, I think that that would be a cool one to be good at. And that's, like, where the money is. Hair extensions and coloring is where the money is in that field right now. What do you have? So that would be a fun one to get good at.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if you could
it's cars. So your favorite car is the G35. Would you say that would be your dream car? Out of every car in the world.
Dream car would be a nice mom car, but for a fun car, yeah.
Sienna Toyota Sienna minivan. Right.
Not even that, no.
Yeah, throw it on some bags and some rims, you'll be alright.
What do you consider a mom car?
Just I like swear to God, if you save my car outside, I'll be buying something.
Okay, so we got a Jeep Grand Cherokee and a Sequoia.
I used to want a Chevy Blazer, but...
the lesbian wagon.
She did like the Suburban that I had at one point.
Yeah.
Before I did what
so
I did
So just like
to
a
it.
Nice SUV for
Tahoe would everybody. Be probably more up my alley. They're a little bit shorter, which I like better. But
okay,
yeah.
So you don't like really long SUVs or anything? Or
I had
trucks.
To drive the Suburban for a period of time, and it was fine, but the first time I was like so nervous. It just is big.
She got home after driving and she goes, this thing's dangerous. Yeah. You think you're doing 45 and you look down and you're doing like 60.
Yeah.
Especially when the suspension now that's good. You don't realize how smooth those things ride.
Yeah.
It's also, we're all kind of on the, three of us are a little bit on the shorter side. Mm-hmm. So getting into that Suburban was like.
Oh yeah. And I was pregnant at the time.
This butthole decided to lift it like 4 inches.
Six.
Oh my god, a 6-inch
lift. Imagine being like 6 months pregnant and getting into that thing.
Yeah. I remember you got out of the car the first time with him and you're like, I'm not getting out of the truck. I'm not getting out. I'm just gonna stay inside the truck.
Yep.
We had that. And
so you had
Do you wanna tell him about the weekend before delivery?
I don't even remember what happened the weekend.
We were maybe
Trace. That's why
we were maybe a week away from her due date.
Oh, we went off-roading.
And we went off-roading.
Yeah, I literally had a week until I was due.
Yep. I wanted to go off-roading so bad, and she didn't want me to go without her, so I took her with. 9 months pregnant, and we're fucking ripping it through off-roading.
Yeah.
And that's one way to induce someone. Okay.
It didn't work. I had to get induced 3 days after his due date.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I was hoping it would work. That's kind of why I went, so I was over it. And nope, he was happy in there. But no, it was fun. My belly was moving a lot, so that wasn't wonderful.
I was trying to go
slow. That explains a little bit about him.
Yep.
Oh, sounds like Thrace in the Suburban going off-roading. Sounds about right. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Nope. Mommy's using that.
Oh.
You're going to get locked up inside if you're not nice.
I'm going to stick you with the little crazy Latina.
No, I don't do that.
I'll stick you with the crazy Latina.
I do.
Honestly.
You're going to go inside and learn some Spanish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come here. Let's go inside.
Go inside.
Ooh.
Nope.
Hell no.
Can you go sit on daddy for a minute?
Come here.
Go to dad.
Do you want this?
So if you could partake in one motorsport, what would it be? You want examples?
Like doing it myself?
Yeah, you doing it yourself, whether it's competitively or entertainingly, like, you know, enthusiastically, or just to learn and get be better as a driver.
First, I would like to start with learning how to drive manual. We did it once in Heidi's Mustang, and he said I did really good, but then we never touched back on that. So I would like to go over that again.
It's one of those, it'll take you 2 or 3 stalls. If you haven't driven manually in a while.
I didn't stall once, I don't think.
No, I mean like getting back into it, it's been a while.
Yeah,
she only stalled with Heidi in the car.
Yeah. Heidi tried to get me on the road, and so I got on the road. I stalled probably like 25 times and had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, like. And a little bit in her defense, you also have to look at who she drove with. Ross, me, Thrace, Chris. Like, we all knew manuals very, very well.
Yeah.
So trying to teach somebody is very different, which is, I have the I use the parking lot method.
That's how I do it.
Like, go in. Like, JoJo's dad, his method is no gas, no brake, clutch into first, and you let up until it grabs, and you just hold it. And you came back in, and you go, you
learn.
That's
what we did in the parking lot.
Yeah, that is what we did in the parking lot.
My first time learning manual, I've only driven manual twice. My first time learning was I was detailing. And
we need a manual,
client,
by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I miss that feeling, like that feeling of just clutch in, because I never used my brakes. If I didn't have to stop at a stoplight, I just clutched in and would just, then,
yeah,
and go.
But yeah, my boss, we had a client. The client was like, "Go ahead, I'm not."
Now,
really
what car was this in?
It.
Was it? It was like, his truck.
No, it was some just like janky Mitsubishi Gauntlet or some shit.
Gallant.
Yeah.
Gauntlet.
Same thing.
Gallant. It looks like a gauntlet.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was like, "We'll go down the road." Had me go all the way up to 4th.
Hey, can
like,
you hit those two lights real quick,
or anything. He just had me go up to 4th. He had me turn around. I almost stalled it, saved it, and I reversed in it and everything. So it was pretty cool. And then the second one was my brother's. Was it?
She's a little more fair-skinned than we are.
I think it was my brother's 240.
There we go. It's a little bit better.
So what are you looking forward to most out of 2024?
Probably school, graduating.
Yeah.
Yeah, making it to graduation.
When are you projecting to graduate?
Last time I looked, I think it was like November 4th or 5th.
Okay.
So
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hubert's birthday.
Hopefully before December. I'm sure it'll go.
Yeah, November 5th.
Yeah, so oh, yeah. That would probably be my big thing.
You want to sit in the 240?
Do you have anything to say?
Him turning 2.
Yeah.
God, time's flying.
I know. He'll be 2 in August. It,
like, six I remember months. Before he was born. Like,
same. Yeah. So those are two things. That...
Here's something I don't think we've ever said. How old are you, Threes?
29.
Nate, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Jackie, how old are you?
26.
I'm 34.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know you were that old.
Oh, yeah. You did just turn 34.
I didn't
you
even
look young
realize
as fuck, too.
That you do.
Was it, we were at the store yesterday, actually. And the lady goes, "How old are you?" I was like, 34. She goes, "Oh my God, you look like you're a teenager." Thanks. I mean,
it's
I'll take
height.
It, but like.
Yeah, we get looks all the time.
You haven't hit
your well, yeah, you guys are like the height of a 14-year-old,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Have you seen the gigantic 14-year-old nowadays? They're 6'4". I'm like, you are a fucking grown-ass man.
Okay, so for our generation.
Yes. Yeah, you're a grown-ass man.
He's gonna be like that. He's gonna be tall as shit.
He's already almost 3 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
That's wild.
And I'm 5'2", so he'll be as tall as me by next year.
It's so bad. It's true.
Like, you're gonna open this box to a bunch of goldfish in it.
That's okay. I need a snack anyways.
Making sure everything stays full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, emergency snacks.
This is not like the most ADD episode I've ever seen.
I know. Yeah, is this even like gonna get posted?
Oh yeah, this helps. Yeah. We're having a good time and enjoying watching you walk around. But yeah, so other than learning manual, what's the one aspect of motorsports you want to try? Like drifting, circuit racing, off-roading, rally?
So, I don't know, drifting would be cool, but I don't really think that's up my alley. I like going fast, so probably something down the drag strip. And I forgot I wanted to say that I would probably do that with a mini truck, like S10. Yeah, I feel like that would be fun.
I'm so proud.
Like, you watch Street Outlaws?
Yep.
Dave, he was driving Jackie Knox's truck in the beginning. Yeah, like, that would be cool.
I love that truck. Oh, my gosh. It's one of the reasons I fell back in love with an S10.
Yeah.
But I have to get the extreme because I can't have just a single cab. I need to have that space behind me.
Yeah.
For the dumbest reason, if I want to lean my seat back.
How about a Cyclone?
That's fair.
Wait until I'm touching your door.
So the GMC version of an S10?
Yep.
Yeah. I would love a Cyclone. Honestly, even like
the Typhoon.
Even taking something like a Tacoma or a Nissan hard body or something like that.
Ooh,
or like
yes.
Any small body pickup truck.
He's sassy. This is gonna be a short episode.
Or somebody can take him to Joanna. And she can deal with him crying.
I'll take him inside. Come here. Come here, bud.
But yeah, wait until I get a Nissan hard body and I'm tapping that SS door.
There's a few Volkswagen hard bodies for sale on Marketplace right now for about a grand.
Ooh.
Yep.
Might have to look into one of those. I think drifting and hard body would be sick.
So what do you like more, drifting or drag racing?
I like being passenger and drifting. That I would probably say would be more of my favorite. But if I was going to do it myself, probably drag racing.
Okay.
just because I'm not super confident.
Now we could dip into the question you guys asked me. Would you rather be outside filming drift cars or being a passenger and filming?
Passenger. I've done both, and I just feel like being inside is cool.
Okay. On my TikTok, if you scroll through some of the drifting videos, any in-vehicle footage of me drifting was her reporting.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
It's harder to take a good video inside. I would probably get, like, a GoPro and honestly just wear it on my head or something, because, like, using my phone, like, you have to really, like, hold that still and, like, try to hold on at the same time for those sharp turns. Yep. So, yeah, I'd probably just get, like, a GoPro and film from the inside.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That would definitely give very two big different perspectives, because my answer was outside.
Yours was outside? Yeah, I like inside. Taking pictures, I would do outside, obviously. Because, I mean, what are you going to really take a picture of on the inside?
That's fair. That's a good cloud. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
A blurry crowd.
Honestly. Yeah. So, yeah, taking pictures outside, videoing in.
Awesome.
Yes.
What you got? I see you formulating.
Season, obviously, we're going to be, you know, we'll be at a few events. What is your favorite go-to snack for road trips?
Ooh.
Like, it could be a two-hour trip, or it could be, like, for us, it's from my house to U.S. Air, it's like a four-and-a-half-hour drive.
Yeah, I like, need...
What's your go-to, and say we're leaving late, especially late, what's your late-night travel go-to snack?
Okay. Stay awake, probably.
I stole this from, but whoever it is, thanks.
Red Bull is going to, it's not even going to keep me awake, but I like the thought of... it so Red Bull would be to keep me awake. I need salty and sweet, so I would probably, I don't know what I would do for salty, probably just some type of chip or something, but
me talking, she gets pretty salty.
I know, I was waiting for you to expand on that more. Something sweet though, I would probably have to do something like sour candy, but also something like a cookie.
Ooh.
I'm more of a sweet lover, so I gotta have that. Probably just basic chocolate chip, but I like soft. I don't like hard cookies. Unless it's Oreos and milk, but I'm not doing that in the car.
Facts.
So.
That should just go with Oreo ice cream. Like this.
The Blizzards?
You know, I legit stopped because I wanted one. I know, road trip. I stopped and got an ice cream bar, and that was it.
My favorite thing is probably getting food, though, while on a road trip. Food. Like stopping at, like, a restaurant.
Food in general.
Well, yeah, honestly. But just, like, stopping at, like, Taco Bell or something. Yeah.
Don't forget your Starbies.
Yeah, Starbucks. I need that. If we're leaving in the morning, if you don't give me Starbucks, I'm not going to be happy.
So, caffeine.
Yeah.
Lots
very of true. Caffeine. Yes. Yes.
Therese, what's your favorite? What's your go-to? Like, you got to stay awake.
Honestly, my Monster. Go-to. Yeah. Monster, for the drink, it's either Monster or coffee. Probably both.
Both.
Snack-wise, it realistically looks like a fucking movie theater, because it's going to be like your Twizzlers, your chips, you know, like
Swedish
all your little...
fish.
Yeah.
This guy's walking out with a backpack. Yep. All right, guys.
Honestly.
Let's go. I got it.
A lot of, like, snack buying for me, though, I can't really decide what I want until I'm in the gas station walking around, like, what looks good to me.
Depends what
moment.
They got.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Nate? What's your go-to for, like, a late-night keep-yourself-awake road trip?
I'm very keen on protein, so, like, beef jerky. I love
beef
jerky.
The Tender Bites beef jerky.
You know what I'm surprised neither of you said?
What?
Sunflower seeds.
That's not my...
I'm not big into them anymore.
No. See, I like
that's my go-to when if I'm alone and I'm driving at night and I have to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of flavorful drink. It could be sweet tea. It could be... a good coffee, it could be an energy drink, but it's the act of having to move, put something in. I'm staying active.
Ooh, speaking of sweet tea, my technician gave me an idea for a new drink: sweet tea with bourbon in it.
All right, so looks like we're gonna take a break. We're back.
I have to go to the store again.
We have tea here. We have sugar and we have whiskey.
Okay, but snacks. Have you ever had corn nuts?
Yes,
I like
corn
those.
Nuts.
Corn
so,
nuts are good.
What's your favorite flavor?
I like the ranch.
Yeah.
So I got this one from an old friend of mine. He would do this with sunflower seeds. So he'd take whatever he had. If it was barbecue and nacho and jalapeno and regular or ranch, like he would make different combos.
Yeah.
But he'd take them all in a bowl, mix them, and then
that's
put like.
That's a bad idea.
Because then you're not just getting the same flavor.
Yeah.
Well, since
have you ever done that with corn nuts?
Seeds, sir. What's your favorite sunflower seeds?
Ranch.
I say, company wise, David's.
No, flavor.
Oh, flavor?
Stupid.
Silly rabbit.
I think I'd have to go with barbecue.
Ooh, can't go wrong with barbecue.
But what's nice is the original is always good. I can eat it anytime. the barbecue, I can only eat so many till it like wears your mouth out.
That's how the ranch is for me.
Have you done barbecue and ranch mix? Do barbecue and ranch and take some of the jalapeno and mix them in, or dill pickle and mix them in.
Ooh, jalapeno reminds me of my dad.
Only take like a small pinch.
We're good. Ooh. Jalapeno margaritas.
It's a good. Ooh.
Spicy.
My dad makes.
Speaking of margaritas, we gotta take them there sometime. You know exactly the fuck I'm talking about, sir.
Okay, I have an off-topic question. I know her answer, but this is going for all of you. What is your favorite wheel?
Are we talking steering wheel?
No, actual wheel.
The ones on my legacy?
Huh?
The ones on my legacy?
Which are? Tell the people.
Work, emotion, I think it's 11 R's.
Okay.
Or 9 R's.
I like versus.
Okay.
Versus works.
You know my answer.
They don't know your answer.
Or the RPFs?
Oh, the RPF ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
The ones on the back,
of the car.
Damn. And if I ever sell those, I will no longer be alive.
Oh, no, you won't be married.
Okay.
That's a sure way to hold on to them.
Yep.
Damn.
So okay. That means...
I wasn't joking when I said I cannot get rid of them.
He really can't. Like, I will be so mad.
So, noted, never going to be drift tires.
He wants them to be, but
for the fronts only.
Okay, that's fair.
They'll take less abuse up front.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't support that, but it's not my decision.
I like Tio's answer. I would much rather ride reps all day long while drifting.
Yeah. I will be completely okay with completely obliterating a $300 wheel opposed to a fucking $600-$800 wheel.
Right.
Especially some of the ones these people are getting that are imported or custom made.
These like
ones
three pieces.
It takes you 5-6 weeks to get. Like. 5-7 weeks if you're lucky. If you're importing them, you're looking at possibly 6 months if you're not paying direct shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, a $1,000 wheel is not going to cost you $2,000 for a wheel. For me, fuck that. I can't do it.
You don't want to ask me what my favorite body kit is, though, because it's bougie.
Go ahead.
Rocket Bunny.
See, so many people hate on Rocket Bunny, but I love Rocket Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like it, but the Zenkeys. I love Zenkey body kits.
Yeah.
I like them. The one body kit I kind of want to fuck with, because everybody hates on it, KBD.
Because
we can
KBD.
Beat the hell out of the kit, and it's going to come right back.
You can tell I wouldn't be drifting, though, because I like Rocket Bunny kits. It would just be for, like, show.
It's a baller-ass show car.
Honestly. Yeah, you could pull up the air out. And
honestly.
Yeah.
But being able to have the skill where if she was on a skate pad, she would
She'd
out,
have what would look
drag it,
like the
it.
Most flawless drift car for show.
It'd be a fake car.
Yeah. It really would be.
I can see her ripping some wet sessions though on a skid pad. You're not doing damage to your tires. You're not really doing damage to your car.
Yeah.
Let's see. My other one was. What music do you guys listen to? What music do you listen to when you're driving? Or do you. Or do you do a mix of, like, podcasts and comedy and books?
So when I was driving to Massachusetts, I did crime podcasts because I was getting so sleepy music.
What is with women and crime podcasts?
They're good.
No, you guys are finding murder on all males.
No, it's not even, like, there was, no, it's not even that. It's not that. They're so interesting and, like, I don't know. They're cool. But
no, I can see it. It's kind of like us guys with conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Which
I like those.
No, here's the difference, though. Most women are in the car going... Well, if you would have used this, it wouldn't have left this trace. And I guarantee you've done this in the car. Of
she does that while we watch Law and Order.
Oh, God.
SVU.
It was great knowing you.
Yep.
One of us is getting killed today.
No, not today.
See, she already has a plan. That was so quick of an answer.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
But music, probably rap and country.
I like that.
Today's rap sucks, though. I'm more of like... older rap like Biggie, some Tupac.
Oh, you mean rap,
actual rap?
Yeah, good. Like rap. Good. But like, if I'm gonna listen to like today's rap, it would probably be more like I don't know, 2013 to 2016. But anything after 2016, I feel like kind of just wasn't.
What about you, Thrace? I see you listening to Barbie Girl.
Oh, I do. You catch me on the track, I'm listening to that. No, I do a lot of old school rap as well. Older country, a little into the new like. 2010s.
Oh, mine's gonna be so opposite from everybody.
Alternative. I've been listening to a lot of I Prevail and like that whole genre.
He's like, tonight will be the night.
I know exactly what you're gonna say. Yeah. Suicide Boys.
Suicide Boys and EDM.
They have one song I like and I can't remember the name of it, but I listened to it like 80 times on replay.
What song was it? They got some good music.
I can see Thrace. Please choose another song.
I'm usually the one to tell her to replay it.
Super good.
Ah, fair. I mean, you catch a good song.
Find what song that was. Play with it. It's gonna bother me.
I think my favorite song from
Super. See, I'm not the only one that does this. I have to find it.
It's gonna bother me.
I
think I've heard
that one. Oh my god, it's so good.
Let's see. That's we kind of
running through the seventh with my Wodies. That's a good one.
I like Carlton.
Carlton. Carlton's a good one. What about you, Keo?
Me, honestly, I mostly listen to podcasts.
What about if you're drifting? You're going to listen to a podcast?
He's old. I can see him listening to jazz.
Actually, I was literally going to say jazz or blues.
Oh, my God.
Running around with that Frank Sinatra.
So here's my thing. What's my mood?
He's going to be like,
am I ragingly irritated? I'm probably
you're
going
always
with,
ragingly irritated.
That's actually the answer.
No, for me, it's like, I really don't even so much need music if I'm competing.
So the Keo I used to know back in the day was always, it was a little bit of older rap, not like the hardcore rap, but like hip hop.
You could ask JoJo, that's heavily different.
But it was big into country. It was, what was that song? You and Jordan used to listen to it every day after work or multiple times throughout the day.
JoJo, if you hear this.
Something about a bar.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm talking about.
And we're just going to go ahead and do this. Because I can't remember.
It was a bar, something about buying a round of drinks or something like that.
Because I can't remember, and I'm going to have to look it up.
Yep.
But, metal, old school rap, like 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Rap. Country, it'll range from bluegrass all the way to more modern. Or it'll just be some dude playing the violin or jazz and blues.
You know, honestly,
what's the song that Ross tagged us in when you drift with? Like, I just want to go drift with the homies or whatever, and it's Squirtle playing the.
That is literally the new school gummy bear song.
I forgot about that thing. Damn. Yep.
I really like piano music, like just straight pianos only.
Yeah,
that is something I can throw down with.
I love this bars one. Bear for my horses.
Not that one. It was newer than those. Was it an Aldean song?
It might have been. But Jason Aldean did. No, that was Toby Keith. I love this bar. I don't know. There's a few of them out there.
We'll figure it out.
You know what's going to bother me? I'm going to think about this for the next like 3 weeks.
Do you have questions? Do you have questions?
About?
I don't know anything.
Do you have questions?
No.
None whatsoever.
No.
If you could get a ride along from anybody at the event, who would it be?
Ross.
Ross?
Yeah.
That's a riot, by the way.
I don't even try to be biased. I don't know. We had where were we at? Was it US Air? I think it was US Air.
For which one?
The time we went with Heidi. Yeah, I think we were at US Air. We went for a ride along and we tapped the wall, which was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. USR.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine would have to be Ross or Colin. I feel like they're a riot in the car.
Honestly, though, like him, I would love to get in the car with him again. He has not drifted in so long. And that was like our favorite thing to do.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, that's awesome. That's. Yep. I love seeing the support. Unfortunately, my past relationship, she wasn't very into cars or anything, so every time I talked about it, it got shut down. So it's awesome to see that you like to support.
How long has it been now?
For what? Since we drifted. Drove? Like 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
We're going on five years.
Well, we've had the 240 for 3 years.
So yeah, but you drifted the G, so it was probably about 3.5 years.
3.5, yeah, because as soon as we got the 240, I started ripping apart the G.
You did, yeah, but like before you got
the 240. So yeah, about 3.5.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, Heidi and Myrna had just moved in, and about a year later, you guys. Because I remember you guys were supposed to be using the G for you.
Yeah.
That was a plan.
Yep. Plans changed a lot with him.
What's your opinion on stance cars? Like the super, super low cambered wheels tilted out?
Hold on, are you talking like,
I don't like,
hold on, do you mean
like wheels like that? Like, I don't really care for them to be out too much. A little bit, that's nice, but.
Would you rather be stanced or airbags where you can raise the car and slam it down?
Air. Yeah.
Because I think, don't they have airlift suspension too where it's not technically airbags? Or bags?
Most of them have some type of bag in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I say most of them are going to run some kind of bag. Mm-hmm. Like even most larger vehicles and trucks run some kind of airbag.
Oh, okay.
So I put my truck on bags. My mini truck.
My truck's on bags.
Drifting a hard-bodied, mm-hmm. airbagged mini truck. I fuck with that a lot.
You're welcome.
There's...
But for me, I feel like mini trucks have to have that like old school mini stretch tires on them.
Hell no. Drifting, absolutely not. Now if it's a style truck,
I have to do slight cruiser, stretch. Yeah. But stretch. If it's a mini truck for me, I want to scrape frame everywhere I go.
Did you see? I wouldn't scrape frame. What I would do is drop it so I could put the aluminum blocks on. And that's what people would, a lot yeah. of guys, they'll, mm-hmm. they body drop them, mm-hmm. and they'll use that. They'll actually yeah. weld, like, bracket in aluminum blocks, so when mm-hmm. they scrape, they'll hit a certain point, then they can put the, switch the block out, so they're not scraping the actual frame.
Yeah. I would set it up to put a nice piece of, like, titanium or graphite under there to really kick off some sparks.
My best.
Please tell me you have a one-piece fuel line.
No, it's going to be at the very back. Okay. Literally, like, on the bumper.
Oh, okay.
Same as my 636.
You could tell I was going, like, you mean you tell me you're going to spark and under you?
Yeah. The wheelie bar on my 636 had a block of titanium on it to create those sparks for when you're in a wheelie. You drag your tail off the concrete, and yeah, it's dragging titanium. It sparks everywhere.
So, let's see. She'll be slammed. You'll be slammed. You'll be in a lifted truck with a slammed car. I'm going to be in a lesbo wagon.
You already are.
A semi-drops car.
He's a lesbo in a wagon.
You know what? Nowadays, fuck it. I'll take it. Who knows? So let's see. I don't have really have any other cars or related questions, but if you could give one piece of advice to somebody, what would it be?
Oh, God. I'm going to need a minute for that.
And then to add on to that, what's the best piece of advice you've been given?
Honestly, the advice I would give is probably keep living, as vague as that sounds.
No, I like it.
I've been through a lot of stuff.
Reminds me of your tattoo. Don't blink.
Don't blink, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've been through a lot of stuff where I've wanted to end it before, and I'm happy that I didn't. I mean,
you can't really. Didn't either.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
No, that's great advice because, like, I guess currently I'm going through a lot. And
yeah.
I have the thoughts all the time, but that's what I keep telling myself. Keep living.
You have
I don't
to.
Know where I will be in 10 years.
You don't. So. Like, even
you don't know where you're going to be in 24 hours. Like, who are you going to run into? Yeah. Opportunities you're going to have?
Like, I've got this tattoo, Don't Blink, on my arm. It's a Kenny Chesney song. I got it from my grandma, but
that it's song, so, bro.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. All right. But no, it's just so.
That's a good song.
It's just so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, life goes so fast. Like, you could want to die right now, but in 2 days, like, the best thing that ever could happen to you happens. Like,
yep,
2 years from when I last wanted to die, I have a kid, and I'm married.
Yep.
And,
I was around for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he wasn't there, I wouldn't probably be here. But, just keep living. Keep going. Best advice I've been given? I don't know. I've been given a lot of advice. I don't know if I could even answer that.
Like, what's one that stands out to you? Doesn't have to be the best one. Like, what's one that
stuck?
Yeah, it's one of the first three or four that come to your mind.
I'm drawing a blank.
You know what? I'm just going to say keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep going.
You never know what you can do until you try.
Exactly. What can people expect from you in 2024?
From me?
Yeah.
Graduation, like I think I mentioned earlier.
And what can business. They add? What can they expect from you as far as the podcast goes? What can they be looking for as far as you and Nate? What can they look for from you guys?
Double the media.
Well,
like Heath wants to do shots of like the outside. Like I want to do videos from the inside. So.
Yeah, like
some perspective.
Yeah, perspectives. Yeah, Nate will. Yeah.
It's two different sets of eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
our media man Monday's got to be turned into media people Monday.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I just think we should rename it Media Madness Monday.
Because we're going to talk about a lot of random bullshit.
Yeah.
Like today.
Today.
We've talked about the most random crap.
Yep.
Yep.
But I mean, lets our audience know who we truly are. Really.
Yeah,
we're
not just
really trying to put a front on or anything.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, other than graduation, I mean, just like building my career, continuing my son. What else?
If you didn't have
race cars,
any limitations, what would be your dream career?
Psychologist.
Okay.
Which I went. I was trying to, but it was, I was working two jobs and trying to do like online schooling, so it was just too much. And I'm not a school person, so doing 4+ years of school to right. get that was just too much for me.
That's understandable. That's understandable.
Which sucks, because I feel like if you're in that field, like, I feel like being a psychologist is so much of like life experience versus mm-hmm. book knowledge. Like, you do need that to an extent, but I just feel like what makes somebody a good therapist is like what they've been through.
Yeah.
So.
No, definitely. The best sucks, advice but... comes from people who've already been through
it. Yep.
Yep.
So I'd probably want to do that.
What made you want to become part of the media, like, I'm going to call it STTG Media?
I just wanted to be able to help in any way I could.
I love it.
And I don't really know how to work on cars, so I can't really help there, but I don't know. I wanted to take pictures, but Nate had that covered, so I'm cool with videos on the inside.
I like it.
Then, because I also want to be driving too eventually, so yeah. you could also still mm-hmm. have that opportunity.
Yeah.
You could be on two different ends of the track, getting completely different corners, yeah. different cars, different everything.
True.
Whether it be pictures or videos from both of you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I also want to dip into droning and why I'm droning.
That'd be cool.
Boom, mm-hmm. you got that covered of the ground footage.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool.
I like it.
And I like to support him and be part of things that make him happy, so.
Keeper. Y'all, nice cars. Y'all women hear this, take notes.
Facts. Big facts.
Support each other, enjoy it.
Well, it's either hate what he's doing and never be like a part of any of it, or
at least learn and try.
And, and if I can't learn how to work on cars,
how
school,
do you feel about her being a cosmetologist?
I like it. Whatever her dreams and aspirations are, I'm 100% for it. She called me. It wasn't even a face-to-face thing.
I was in Massachusetts.
Yeah, she called me and was like, hey, I think I'd be really good at this. All right, cool, look into it, I'll pay for it.
Cool.
Whatever you want to do, I'm going to support it, but
you, hear that,
you have to see it through
Take
to
notes.
The end.
Honestly, like, without him, I wouldn't be able to do this, because I mean, he's holding on for it. He's paying all the bills. Mm-hmm. We're That's struggling awesome. To get by. I'm like, we just got to hang on. I will graduate in November.
I'm the optimistic one.
He is.
If there's a will, there's a way, and it'll get done.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. Like, even with the podcast, we're growing.
Yep.
Slowly but for surely, and we went from the aspect of saying, will this work, too? We're going to make this work.
It will work.
Yeah.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. As long as you guys can, I don't know, work together as a team well,
mm-hmm.
it'll work out.
We'll have some fun. We'll do a bunch of silly projects, do a bunch of silly visits.
And when I get my car,
yeah,
we can start touching on that.
I really would like for us to be able to host Cars and Coffees out here.
That'd be cool.
That's mm-hmm. my goal for 2025, is be known enough.
Have a small lot we can hold it on.
And at least I would like to hold a quick one, like a small one, mm-hmm. and towards the end of the season, as people get to know us, but have a season opener.
Yeah.
Where we can get a lot of the Midwest Drift guys together. And we could even take over part of like Gurney Mills area or something, like mm-hmm. but somewhere middle where people can get to.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't want to drive that damn far.
I'm telling you, we got a shop in Naperville.
It'd be cool, even if we got 15, 20 people out, mm-hmm. a season over. It'd be
just a nice little hangout area.
Yeah.
We got a great-ass taco truck right across the street.
Well, speaking of that, I'm hungry. thank you, jackass.
I was not
hungry until you literally said tacos.
Yeah,
they have some of the best quesadillas.
They do. They're going to make you want to sit on the toilet for a while,
something
but they're good.
That I still need to experience is Jane and Dude's.
So Ooh. We have to do that.
Next weekend?
We can't. We have Tim. Tim next
not both
Saturday.
Days.
Fair.
Fair.
What do you think?
Enough.
Hot dog run?
Yeah. You've been telling me for years.
I mean,
I have been.
You want
to
come work?
He's the one that introduced me to him.
Oh, so you haven't experienced it either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, see, you both are lacking on us.
That's where I was supposed to go. I went to take him yesterday on the way home.
Oh, my God.
And you guys are out there, too.
Yep. Yeah. We literally pass it every weekend.
But you did
We're
20
minutes away.
An important meeting.
Yeah, I had a meeting with an old coworker.
Okay.
Let's see. That's all I really got.
Stay tuned. We'll video the Gene and Jude's trip.
It's going to be ridiculous.
We'll get some good reactions out of them.
Any more questions for me?
Something we should also start looking into doing is little vlogs of our days and everything when we're all together. I do have
one question for her. Favorite type of pizza? Favorite style?
My parents.
Okay, what style do they make?
It's is more it like a deep New dish? But, yeah, I like thinner pizza.
Okay, fuck it. Here we go. Who's got better pizza, New York or Chicago?
New York.
Hell no.
She's biased. She's from that area.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you mean...
And her parents own a pizzeria.
Yep, in Massachusetts.
This is what, their second or third?
Okay.
Third or fourth.
We're going to have to take a trip down to Massachusetts.
Dude, it's so good. Their pizza's delicious.
It is very...
Hold on. Do you like their pizza because it's there, or do you like actual New York pizza?
I like actual New York pizza. I like Chicago. I love deep dish. I do love deep dish. I like that.
But deep dish isn't Chicago style.
Honestly, I've just had so much pizza in my life. It's not my go-to food.
Here's the question. When you think of Chicago pizza, what do you think of?
Deep dish.
Fix that, please.
I need to.
Fix that.
It is deep dish.
Chicago style.
That's the tourist pizza.
See, I haven't got the experience to chew Chicago pizza. I've only had deep dish.
I mean, I still like deep dish, but...
Chicago style pizza is more verging towards like the thin crust style.
Yeah, thin crust or hand tossed. And then you get all crazy and Sicilian and shit, but no. I had New York pizza. I wasn't super happy about it.
I've had it, but I don't remember it. I was a child when I lived out there.
I guess the one thing I would definitely say is having had both, and I'm sure you can speak to it, is the water we use.
Yeah.
Does affect a lot of the flavor.
Yeah.
So there's a few pizza places that actually bring in like purified water.
Yeah.
And they cook because they want to have that neutral.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Square cut or pie? Like triangles?
I like both. It depends on my mood.
Does it depend on who you're getting it from?
I like pies because you can like
fold
them.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't like the square cut. I'll only eat the outer edge because I have a little handle to hold it with.
Thank you.
I like, yeah.
If not, I'll be a bitch. I'll bring out a fork and knife because I don't want that much oil on my hand.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get grease and we'll have gear fluid on our hands and eat a piece of pizza in our hand.
Honestly,
it's flavor.
But it's different.
It's flavor.
Like, I'm already dirty at that point. I don't give a fuck.
We are seasoned to eat it.
I got a good question. Have you looked into any cameras you were interested in?
I was a while back. I don't even remember which one.
JoJo, answer our question.
I don't even know what I would go
with.
Do
you know a brand? Or anything you like?
Canon comes to mind, but I don't know how quality those are compared to other ones.
That's fair.
So I'd have to.
So it's both going to be learning experience for us.
Yeah.
Because I've never. Like, I've owned an actual camera, but it was when I was a kid and it was a Fuji and Flagstaff, and I took pictures of nature.
Okay.
Kyo, grab that one.
I have a Polaroid. Fuji. But that's.
Fuji.
This one's 20 years old.
Yeah.
This one's literally 20 years old.
Fuji bar.
Or 18 years old.
That's not bad.
It's from the Stone Age.
Quality.
Really, it is.
It seems like it would get the job done.
It doesn't do bad, but...
Well, like I was telling Thrace, I would get even a camcorder to throw some nostalgic filming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give it, like, an old 90s vibe or
like,
something.
Yeah. It would go hand in hand with, like, your Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We gotta do that at events.
We have one.
The instant film one?
Yeah, we have one.
We gotta bring that.
Mm-hmm. I have to get like, film. Awesome. Film is expensive.
Mm-hmm. How cool would that be?
Film's up to what now? Like $60-$70 per pack.
Yeah, but you get four packs of 10 in it. I think.
See, at that point, we're probably going to order a couple $100 worth.
I was gonna say at an event though, those 40 will go quick.
Yeah.
You're talking.
Especially if you're taking them for people and make them pay you.
Ross's favorite picture of the blue car is a Polaroid from GLD.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah,
we gotta do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be awesome too. Just like getting to a point where we could take these Polaroids and just give them to the driver and be like, here you go, man.
Yeah. We used to take pictures of Blake and take them for family members. It literally just Polaroids that we would take just because.
Right. It's quick, easy.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, sorry.
I never thought about that.
I got the yawnies.
See?
A little perspective.
New perspective. So proud.
You guys got anything else?
That's all I got.
Welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team.
Great to have you.
So where can people get a hold of you and where can they follow you and learn more about you?
Probably my beauty account, which I already said, but I can say it again if I remember it. It's beautyby_JackieB.
And eventually we should add just all of our best way to contact us into the link tree.
Yeah.
Just so everybody has this.
We can do that.
Awesome. And if you could, if you were to get, if people wanted to meet you at an event, are you approachable? Or are you like me, who's super socially quiet for the most part?
Or a resting bitch face like myself?
No, okay. I would say I'm comfortable. Yeah. I'm quiet until you talk to me.
I say, yeah, like, your face is more calm. Me and him have just resting dick faces.
Yeah.
Like, we look like we're irritated the entire day.
Yeah.
And you could be having a fantastic time.
Yeah.
So, if you want to talk to us, approach her and she'll tell you that we're not that much of a dick.
Yeah.
No, we're dicks, but we're just not that unapproachable.
That's probably not what I'll say.
See, I'm approachable, but I won't approach you. I can't, like, walk up to someone and approach them, which is something I need to change, because I need to be able to go up to drivers and be like, hey, can I do this, this, and this for you?
Or
can
I'll you approach this, you. This? I have no problem approaching people.
But the moment you approach me, I'm jolly as jolly can be.
It's like most track days, Jackie likes a car, but she's nervous to go over. I'm like, all right, let's go. Come on. Drag her over there. We're looking at it. I don't know the dude. I'm like, hey, cool car.
Yeah, and that also brings me back to the drifting community is so loving. Not everybody, but that's everywhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of cold and I'm hungry. So
I would like to know how my baby is doing.
He's speaking
she's
a whole
quiet
language.
And she's running around with him, so he's fine. It's entertaining her.
True.
It's practice.
Yeah. Here you go. Awesome. Well, again, like Nate said, welcome to the team.
Thank you.
If you guys want to reach out, get to know more about her, feel free. And expect to see all four of us at events.
Yeah.
And the little one.
Yes.
Yep.
You can catch us, hopefully. It probably won't be this upcoming event, but upcoming events, we'll have our own media vest or something where you could definitely point us out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have something made. So feel free to say hi to us.
Yep.
You have questions that maybe she can answer in the future, or maybe Nate, you guys have something for them on the media half, or advice for them. That'd be awesome too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we're good.
Yep.
I think it was fun. We got to hear a little bit about her, and she got to see us be ridiculous.
This lighting was not complimentary for me.
I'm sorry. You're kind of the light one of the group.
Yeah.
Well, Grace is over here looking like he's straight out of Assassin's Creed.
Okay, I'm done with you right now. Turn back. Damn. You're not wrong.
Yep.
That's great. Well, we'll catch you guys next time.
Yep.
Later. Oh, this is Spacebar.